Talk to me with the coach, Mike Reed Maidenas. We're on the road today at US Cellular Field, where the Dodgers are visiting the White Sox, and ran across the man for the Dodgers, Tony Gwynn Jr. Got to put Tony Gwynn there. They might think of Griffey if I just say Jr.
Yeah, I know. So many of us are coming up following our fathers. You're going to end up with a lot of juniors when this game's all said and done.
Well, you know, I would call you Mr. Gwynn, but then that'd be for pops there.
Yeah, I'm a little too young for Mr.
But we told kids that to play center field, that was the fastest position on the field. So how you wind up in center field?
That's a good question, because I'm not the fastest dude in, you know, by any means on this team and in this league, but I think it has a lot more to do with instincts. You know, I grew up taking fly balls with my dad in right field. You know, so just getting that feel, you know, being out there all the time, I really think developed my instincts for being out center field, and I became pretty good over it over time. But I've also had a lot of really good teachers through the minor leagues and through the different organizations I've been with that have really been instrumental in me becoming a pretty good center fielder.
Who have been some of those mentors for you?
Eddie Cedar is one. Steve Finley was another one. I was a lot younger. We played with a teammate with my dad. Ricky Renteria, bench coach for Padres, and even here, having Davey here, you know, has been a big help. So, you know, that's one thing about this game. You constantly learn no matter how long you play.
So when you go out here and play Major League Baseball, it's every kid's dream. What is that experience like?
It's hard to describe. It's one of the most satisfying feelings I think you come across, besides, you know, getting married, having your children, things like that. But as far as sports concerned, I wouldn't imagine anything better. You know, you get to come out here, you got over five figures and fans here to watch you play every day, whether they're booing you or cheering you. It's still an adrenaline rush, and I enjoy being out there.
You know, you just so happen to be playing with the Dodgers. Just a lot of mystique. Mm. You know, Garvey, Ronce, and I can go on and on with them legends in Dodger blue. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how much of a privilege or how much mystique is that for you?
It's such an honor. You know, I grew up on the other side of things. You know, being my dad played for the Padres, you know, we typically hated the Dodgers for the most part. So, you know, to get a chance to come over and be a part of this organization has been a tremendous honor. You know, my uncle Chris, who played for the Dodgers throughout his 10-year career, 11-year career, he kind of gave me a heads up about how this is going to be like no other team I ever played for. You go on the road, you're going to have hundreds of Dodger fans there everywhere you go. So, like I said, it's a blessing and an extreme privilege.
So what do you think about this interleague play?
I'm a big fan of it. You know, I grew up when this thing first started around that time, and, you know, it was exciting for me to get to see the Ken Griffey Juniors come over and play, you know. Getting to see my dad go to different yards that he had never been in before, I always found it to be thrilling, and I enjoy it. I think it's a tougher matchup for the National League teams because most American League teams are built, you know, for the American League. So when National League teams come to American League parks, they typically struggle. But I think it's still an exciting for the fans to get to see different matchups that they haven't seen, and I think that's what it's all about.
Hey, you know, I'm only 13, but I grew up in that Tony Gwynn era where he was one of the most prolific hitters in the game in his day.
Yeah.
I mean, how much of that has rubbed off on you?
Some of it has. I wish all of it would have, you know, sometimes. But, you know, there's only going to be one Tony Gwynn. The guy is probably one of the better, in my opinion, one of the better hitters ever played this game. So I'm proud of him, and it's an honor, like I said, to be his son.
So was your father dead, or was he the hero out on the baseball field?
Oh, he was a hero. He was a hero, in my opinion. He was dad and he was a hero. So, you know, I always looked at him like his dad first, and then, you know, after that, you know, whatever he did on the field, it was just icing on the cake.
And I know you got to get back to work, so I'm going to ask you this one last question. When you walked in that Major League locker room for the first time and saw your uniform hanging up, what was that feeling like?
That was the moment for me, to walk in there and see my own name, my own number, you know, up in the locker and have my name up there in Arizona. That was the first place I played in. That was the absolute best part about, you know, getting my first call up.
Coach, take you behind the scene with the man, Junior.